Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we did the incident famously known in the kitabs as Bir Ma'una, the incident where the 70 qurra, 70 ulama had become shaheed, and the dua that they made at that time, firstly how they spent their night, in learning and teaching Quran, in reading Quran, and then they would spend their day in getting water, fetching water and bringing it to Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would gather firewood and they would sell that firewood, and that money that they would get, they would spend it on the poor people, they would buy food and they would feed the people of Suffa. So this was their day and this was their night. And then there came a request from a town outside Madinatul Munawwara that please send some people to teach us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had tashkil this ulama to go to that particular town, and en route they were ambushed. And when they were ambushed, then we learned the dua also they made at that time, showing the love and the great intensity they had, great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine after being ambushed, they make this dua, oh Allah Pak, you convey to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have met you, we are pleased with you and you are pleased with us. So this was Sahaba. Every part of their life, every aspect of their life was a display of loyalty, was a display of love, and was a display of that great, great connection that they had with Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One other incident that came in yesterday's narration was the uncle of Anas radiallahu anhu. His name was Haram. Now he, when he got killed in that same attack, then he explains that he was poked with a spear from the rear, from his back, and it came out through his stomach. And he explains that at that time he exclaimed, "Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba," that I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I take an oath in the Lord of the Kaaba that I am successful. Imagine at that time when you're being poked, he's taking an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is successful. What was have been the level of the iman of Sahaba? So today also we do an incident. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this in Riyadus Salihin to show us and teach us that when it comes to striving for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a level of loyalty that is required, there's a level of love that is required, there's a level of devotion that is required, and those people that have set the standard are the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that they have set such a beautiful standard for us. If we can only get some of that love and some of that loyalty, it will be a very great gift, or it will be a very great attaining that we can attain, if we can get even some of that love and some of the loyalty of Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Wa Anas radiyallahu anhu qal, ghaba ammi Anas ibn al-Nadhr radiyallahu anhu an qitali badrin. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu says that my uncle, ammi means father's brother, my father's brother, his name was Anas ibn al-Nadhr. He was absent from the battle of Badr. Now he was absent from the battle of Badr, but look at the remorse that he had. I missed an opportunity to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ غِبْتُ عَنْ أَوَّلِ قِتَالٍ قَاتَلْتَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ لَإِنِ اللَّهُ أَشْهَدَنِي قِتَالَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ لَيَرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَا أَصْنَعُ. He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Anas ibn al-Nadhr is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I was absent from that first encounter, the battle with the disbelievers, with the mushrikeen. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the opportunity of fighting the mushrikeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall see what I will do. Allah Pak shall see what I will do if He gives me that opportunity of having an encounter, a fight with the mushrikeen. Allah Pak will see what I will do. فَلَمَّا كَانَ يَوْمُ أُحَدٍ إِن كَشَفَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ فَقَالَ. Remember, these were his words. Look how true they were to their words. They say something and look how true they were. Now the next battle after Battle of Badr was Battle of Uhud. So now in the Battle of Uhud, the Muslims became exposed. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had appointed those archers on the hill, and they had left their position. And when they had left the position, then the rear of the Muslims now became exposed. So this is what this hadith is explaining, that when the Muslims now became exposed, فَقَالَ, this Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu anhu, he made this dua, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْتَذِرُ إِلَيْكَ مِمَّا صَنَعَ هَؤُلَاء. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I apologize for what these people have done. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm excusing myself from what these people have done. Ya'ni ashaba, Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm apologizing on behalf of sahaba that they had left this riyah exposed. And then he says, wa abra'u ilayka mimma sana'a ha'ula. And Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm free from what these other people are doing, meaning the kuffar. So one is what the Muslims have done, they have left this area exposed. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm asking you pardon on their behalf. And I'm free from what these people have done, meaning the kuffar, by attacking the Muslims. يعني المشركين, what these mushrikeen have done to the Muslims. ثم تقدم فاستقبله سعد بن معاذ. Then he started proceeding, and سعد بن معاذ رضي الله عنه had come to him. فقال يا سعد بن معاذ, and now he addresses سعد بن معاذ رضي الله عنه. He says, يا سعد بن معاذ, الجنة ورب النظر. He says, I take an oath in Jannah, and I take an oath in the Rabb of himself, meaning I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inni ajidu rihaha min duni Uhud, that I'm finding the smell of Jannat even closer than Uhud. The battle was taking place right there by the mountain of Uhud, but he's saying, I'm finding the smell of Jannat even closer than the mountain of Uhud. And then he explains, فَقَالَ سَعْد, Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu, now he's saying, فَمَسْتَطَعْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا صَنَعَ. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu, he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I couldn't have done that, I didn't have the ability to do what he had done. Remember, he took, in the beginning what he said, if Allah Pak ever gives me that opportunity to fight the mushrikeen, Allah Pak will see what I will do. And now this other sahabi is also saying that I couldn't have done what he had done. Now the narrator Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu goes on to explain what he had done. Qala Anas radiallahu anhu, فَوَجَدْنَا بِهِ بِضْعُ وَثَمَانِينَ ضَرْبَةً بِالسَّيْفِ أَوْ طَعْنَ بِالرُّوحِ بِالرُّمْحٍ أَوْ رَمْيَةً بِسَهْمٍ. So he explains that he was had more than 80 wounds on his body. Wounds that came from sword wounds, from spear wounds, from knife wounds, and from arrow wounds. He had more than 80 wounds on his body. وَوَجَدْنَاهُ قَدْ قُتِلَ وَمَثَّلَ بِهِ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. We found him killed, and not only that, the mushrikeen had mutilated his body. فَمَا عَرَفَهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا أُخْتُهُ بِبَنَانِهِ. And nobody recognized him except his sister, and that too from his fingertips. Only his sister could recognize him from his fingertips. قَالَ أَنَسْ كُنَّا نَرَىٰ أَوْ نَظُنُّ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ نَزَلَتْ فِيهِ وَفِي أَشْبَاهِهِ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that we would think that this particular ayat came down for people like this, who were so true to their word, that they, he missed the battle of Badr, he felt so bad, he said these words, if Allah Pak gives me the chance to fight the mushrikeen, Allah Pak will see what I will do. So he was so true to his word, that when we thought that ayat came down because of him, or because of sahaba, or people just like him. And now he explains the ayat, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. From amongst the believers are those that have fulfilled the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made a covenant that if Allah Pak gives me this life, Allah Pak will see what I will do. They made that covenant with Allah Pak, and now they have fulfilled it. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. And from amongst those people that had taken a covenant are those that had fulfilled the covenant. Now he says, we would think that he was one of those, or people like this, who had fulfilled the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak also give us the tawfiq. One is to listen to the stories, as we mentioned, that this is the transmission of the story. The next thing is to see that how much of change has come into ourselves. So one is transmission and one is transformation. That how much transformation has come into our lives. When we hear stories like this, incidents like this, of how sahaba was so true to the word, we should ask ourselves, how true are we to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we have that level of loyalty? Do we have that level of honesty? Do we have that level of love? So therefore, when we put the stories of sahaba in front of us, then automatically this becomes a motivation for us. When we speak about the people of the dunya, and what wealth they have, and what position they have, and how they, what type of holidays they have, and what type of entertainment they have, then suddenly our minds start going towards that, and our minds starts being impressed by these things. But when we put these stories of Sahaba, the sacrifices of Sahaba, the love of Sahaba, now this also now in, it also it affects our heart, it affects our minds, and now we start thinking in this direction. So better than us being impressed by the West and by the things of the dunya, we should be impressed by Sahaba, we should be impressed by the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should be impressed by Akhirat, and this will spur us to move in that direction. Allah Pa'a give us all the tawfiq. As we know today, at 9:30 inshallah, there will be the program in Masjid Al-Hilal. All the brothers are requested to try and participate. It is with regards to the Ijtima Fikr, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.